Yo. So, if you were a rich man, a very rich man, what would you do with your money? An Arizona couple, I assume, are quite wealthy, and they joined this club that maybe you've heard of. I don't know. Laszlo did go take that VIP tour of Universal Studios where they him around and let him cut in front of everybody in line, and your family was escorted from right. You didn't even have to walk. They're like, no, sir, no walking. They pretty much picked you up and put your ass in the seat of the ride, whichever one you want to. No one else is allowed to ride on this train while Laszlo and his family's on the train. It's
well,
just
that's
a
not
private
true.
Train. No, but they.
We're on
it
the
was
train.
A pretty
there
cool
was like maybe 25 of us.
And it was. Then they did let you go in front of everybody, and they gave you the tour.
They
That's
gave
like
you
the
a little
ultimate
thing,
experience.
And it wasn't just like a fast pass.
Yeah.
They literally walked you up to the ride.
And you cut in front of the fast pass.
You cut in front of the fast pass people and everybody, and they went on. And then what was crazy was that you could just stay on it again. So once you got up to the front, you could just show them your pass, and I'd be like, yeah, you want to ride again? And you could do it again if
so
you want.
So now that same person who paid for the fast pass, they could get cut in front of again.
Yeah.
That's my problem with those is that I always do feel a little guilty. You walk by. I had fast passes once. My father-in-law got his fast passes for Worlds of Fun. It's the only time I ever had those. And you go into the lane, and then there's like a line of people waiting at the boomerang or whatever. And you see those people give you a look, and I'm like, I'm sorry.
No.
I feel bad about this. You've been waiting out here in the heat, and now
and then
you got me a fast pass, so I'm
they
just
would take
cut.
The bus to, like, you get, it was like a little trolley, and the trolley did have AC.
Yeah.
And it would take you to this little trolley, and then, like, for the movie sets, like, what's the movie where Tom Cruise, the aliens come down or whatever, and the planes
Day
crash?
After Tomorrow?
Oh, no. Well,
Tom Cruise
War
aliens.
War of Worlds?
Oh, War of the Worlds.
Yeah, War of the Worlds set. So, in most of them, you just drive by.
Mm-hmm.
This one, the train, your little trolley stops, and the guy's like, all right, you guys can go out and walk into the plane and walk around the pool, get pictures. Like, I have pictures of my kids, like, underneath the plane crash, like, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Now, I know this thing you're talking about now, where that jumbo jet crashed in a neighborhood or whatever.
It's right there. You can go and stand
that's
next to it.
Cool.
You can go into the Psycho House.
I saw the Psycho House. You saw the picture of me. I'm standing outside the Psycho House. We were not allowed to cross that line. I'm sure somebody was, but it wasn't me. Maybe it was my shorts. I don't know. But
I will say, people are like, oh, no, it is expensive, but it's not like.
But it's a once in a.
It's not ungodly.
You're just
going
to do it once anyway.
And it's like way worth it.
It's
like we were done with
totally
the whole park
different
and
experience.
Had done everything in like 2.5 hours, and then they just give you the pass after they've taken you on every ride, taking you to every place, let you go in every get on the Jaws boat.
Yeah.
Everything that you want to do, talk to you about everything, take you into the TV sets and everything. It's about 3 hours, and they take you to lunch, right?
Yeah.
And it, like we had salmon and stuff, and they give you all this stuff, and then when you're done, they hand you the pass.
And now you just.
And they're like, just go ride whatever ride you want, just walk around the front.
Yeah, enjoy yourself.
Walk over the front.
So that's an amazing experience, but it is also, you felt it when you paid for it, but it was something you decided, and you had to, make that decision.
Sure.
I remember, you're like, should I do this? Should I just spend the money? People are saying it's so much better. I don't want to get stuck down there. But if you're rich, of course you do it.
Of
if you're
course.
Rich, you just always buy that. And
I will say, everybody on my bus was, there were no moms.
It was all Disney dads. Universal dads.
Universal. All divorced dads with kids.
Yeah.
And then, like, four gay guys.
Yeah.
That was it.
Perfect.
Literally no moms.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
But if you're rich, I'll bet there's actually a step above that you don't even know about.
Oh, yeah, I'm not even aware of.
And this story that I saw today involves Disney. And at Disney, have you guys heard of this Club 33? Anyone ever heard of this? Okay, I didn't think so. And they say, like, most people, if you're not wealthy, have not heard of Club 33. And it's not all that easy to figure out what all Club 33 entails. You can go on social media and find some rich influencers who are members of Club 33 at Disney. And they'll give you, some idea. It looks like a lot of nice food,
right.
A lot of nice liquor and wine and things like that. Very fancy restaurants. And it looks like you just kind of have the lay of the land. It's like, I guess, at a casino, if you're a Diamond Club member and you have the special lounge, it's like one of those special lounges for the Diamond Club members, only on steroids. But this couple got kicked out. They said, we don't want you in the club. Why? They claim that the husband got drunk. Now, I mean, that seems pretty crazy. You're spending all this money and they're giving all this liquor. They claim he got drunk, so they kicked him out of the club. He says, I wasn't drunk. I had a migraine. I can prove it. He sues, well, he and his wife, they sue Disney because they want to get back in the club. And I also think he was embarrassed that they kicked him out for being drunk. He wanted to prove that he wasn't drunk. And now it looks like they've lost this lawsuit because jurors have decided, no, you might have been drunk. But it's opened up this bigger discussion about these secret clubs that people didn't know existed.
A pricey and secretive members-only club at Disneyland, now in the spotlight. This after an Arizona couple's membership was revoked, costing them hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees. The park claiming Scott Anderson was drunk at Disney's Club 33, the elite paid membership club. But Anderson says he was suffering from a medical issue.
I wasn't found to be drunk in the park. I had a vestibular migraine in the park, which was horrific.
I got to remember that. I had a vestibular migraine.
Isn't that a vestibular tail?
Anytime someone says you're acting like a drunk a-hole, be like, I had a vestibular migraine, okay?
What's the tail?
Vestigial.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but a vestibial. Now I've forgotten. Anyhow, so they kicked
That's
him off.
That's what my excuse is going to be.
I know.
I have a vestigial tail.
There you go. You can have the tail. I'll have the migraine.
Lawsuit to have their memberships reinstated, failing when a jury sided with Disney.
I had two beers and a half a glass of wine.
So what exactly?
How many times have you said that?
Is Club 33? The website vaguely describes it as a private membership club with a variety of tailored experiences at both Disneyland and Disney World. The Andersons say it was a dream come true to finally be accepted to Disneyland's Club 33 at the California theme park after more than a decade on the wait list.
Yeah, so if you want to be a part of this particular club, there's a wait list. He says at the time he signed up to get in line, the membership was like $11,000, $10,000, $11,000, something like that. It took a decade for them to get to the top, and they say, okay, there's an opening, you can join the club. But by then, the price was like $30,000 or $40,000. But the guy's like, well, you know, that's what it costs.
The pricey membership fees.
$10,000 back when we first joined. Today, that membership is $32,000.
Once they were in, their attorney says they were regular visitors going at least 80 times a year.
80
to get
times
the VIP
a year.
Hold
on a second. Does the $32,000 cover tickets and hotel and everything?
So it's hard to know exactly because the website is vague. Like
80
said,
times a year, that's a good deal.
But yes, you're getting into the park. It looks like it's just like a season pass, essentially, on a lot of steroids, because not only can you just go have as much fun as you want at the park anytime you want, they were doing it 80 times a year, but you have this club that you can get into, which is, there's actual physical buildings that they show some pictures of, and like I said, some influencers have posted videos on YouTube who are members to show you what it's like in there. They're bringing out these 10-course meals and all this stuff. So it's hard to know what all it entails, but it looks like basically, and if there's a wait list that long, it looks like you're basically king and queen of the park when you're there.
It looks
that
like
you can do whatever you want.
Poncho on our Twitch, twitch.tv/churchlatto, says you still have to pay for food.
Oh, they're paying separate for the food?
That's what
Jesus,
he's saying.
You're paying $30,000?
It says there's an initial buy-in cost, and then there's also an annual fee.
Oh.
So this said, in 2012, it was $50,000 initiation fee and $15,000 annually for individuals, more for corporations.
Oh, that's weird.
Okay, but does that include,
does it cover food? And
what does it cover? Do we know?
I'm not sure. I'm still reading it here.
Are you on their Wikipedia?
I'm on the Wikipedia for Club 33.
Yeah, yeah. So it is kind of hard to tell because that guy's saying that when he signed up, I don't know when he got in line, but that when he got in line, it was $10,000. And by the time he got to the front of the line, that it was $32,000. But I didn't know about this annual fee. I certainly thought if people were part of this club and they're going there and eating this food, it's part of what they're paying for. But maybe they pay for that separately. I don't know.
So, it looks like here, according to the little Google AI, you get exclusive access, exceptional service, unique experiences. Then it says dining options. Club 33 offers table service for brunch, lunch, dinner, and dessert. Merchandise.
Oh, yeah, the merchandise they did mention.
And then drinks. Club 33 offers a variety of drinks, including beer, cocktails, coffee, and wine.
I saw an influencer looking at the merchandise.
That's all covered. Like, if you get merch and food and tickets, I'm guessing it doesn't include hotel. But, okay, I'm just doing the math in my head. I would be curious. I'm sure his lawyer brought it up. I'd be curious if you went 80 times a year. Man, they might be losing money on that. Well, not losing money, but losing money of what it would cost.
Snow Cone's saying that
I'm
you
guessing
pay
most
that
people who do that probably go, what, 10 times a year?
I don't know.
This dude's going 80?
That's what I was going to ask. Is like, can you imagine if
like,
you're rich?
Drunk? And he's like, I'm not drunk. And they're like, you are.
Right. And this is what you want to do. You're in your, I'd say they're in their 50s or 60s. So you are at that age. And it's just you and your spouse. You want to go to Disney when you're rich that many times a year? You've got all this money and that's what you want to do? You love Disney.
Annual pass for each year. You remember 50 single day guest passes to the park.
Oh, they did mention that you get extra
private
tickets.
VIP tours offered yearly, Club 33 merchandise, miscellaneous VIP services, sneak peeks on and park news, complimentary resort hotel upgrades.
Okay, so you buy the hotel, they give you the upgrade.
Valet parking and access to 1901, the exclusive lounge.
Okay.
Which is mostly what they're showing the videos of. And it looked like the merchandise, one of the influencers that I watched this morning, it kind of looked like they were saying, oh, look, they're going to show us this merchandise and we get to see it first. But it wasn't clear to me, like, do you get to take it or you just get to buy this merchandise before it's made available to everybody else? Because this influencer was acting like, you know, look, here comes the merch.
And I was Tommy MF Lee and a Twitch said, they said it's exclusive merchandise that some members buy and sell for like 1,000%
yeah,
markup.
Some of it was exclusive. So, but if you're paying $32,000 to sign up and then you're paying an annual fee of another, what'd you say, 15 grand a year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then, yeah, I mean, it would take a while. And if you are actually paying for each meal, then that's a lot of money. I mean, if you're going 80 times a year, that's got to be
end. I mean, if you're paying for everything above and beyond, and you're just getting a tour, then...
Yeah. But so this whole thing, I would not probably, if I'm wealthy... I mean, they spent $400,000 on legal fees trying to get back into this club. 400 grand is what they said. Hmm. That's a lot of money, and they didn't get back in. My question is, like, if I were wealthy, I don't think the Disney VIP club would be the thing that I would be interested in. But I might be interested. I've heard about
things like if I was wealthy, I'd do it. I'd be like, I would call Disney.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, what's the one day thing?
Yeah.
How much does that cost?
Right.
We're going to go do the one day thing. I've been on the VIP thing. I know that costs a couple extra $100. That's not what I'm looking for.
No.
I'm looking for that thing that costs 10 grand more for one day.
Right. But you,
what do we got? And then I do it once.
But to be a member of something...
That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't do it. It wouldn't be any... It would not be interest me at all to go 80 times in a year.
No, that's what I'm saying. Disney would not be the thing. But you could intrigue me to like the Knickerbocker Club in New York. You know, you hear about these rich people clubs. They have them in L.A. They have them in New York. I listen to Scott Galloway once in a while, and he talks about joining these clubs. Like the Knickerbocker Club, it was founded by people who were dissatisfied about the old Union Club, I guess, and they didn't like the admission standards, felt like they were too low. We want to be higher brow. So eventually these two clubs reconcile the differences, but you get the Knickerbocker Club. They've got, of course, these special places where you go. Basically, you're hanging out with rich people. The initiation fee is $50,000, and then the annual fee is $10,000. So these are like country clubs on steroids.
What's the Knickerbocker Club?
It's a status thing. You know, you go into these nice buildings. I guess you're smoking cigars and leather chairs. People, it really does seem like a lot of these clubs
don't have anything to do with the Knicks.
I don't think so. I think it's just
maybe
you
got like you know courtside seats and.
But I don't know what all you get other than the status. And there's a bunch of these. Like I said, there's one in Boston. There's several in New York. I've heard of quite a few in Los Angeles. And once in a while, if you listen to these podcasts with wealthy people, you'll hear them mention one of these clubs. Like, oh, I'm thinking about joining the such and such club.
Okay,
and then you look it up and go, oh. Well, if I was wealthy, would I do this? You know, which right. one? I don't play golf, but I always thought if I were wealthy, I'd just join the country club. Because I used to have a membership to a gym right over in Kansas City, Kansas, that came with my apartment complex. And it's like the gym where they had a nice pool and they had food. And when I went in there, like I'd take my parents there for brunch, and I would just use my membership card, and then that covered all the food. And I felt like a wealthy person.
Of course.
And that's and I thought, wow, they'd be cool to actually have this one day.
Right.
Instead of me actually owing them this money. It would be cool if...
Well, everybody owes them the money.
Well, exactly, but if I paid up front, and I'm like, it's already paid for, because I paid $50,000 to get in, and I'm paying $15,000 a year. I'd join one. I feel like you would be a country club guy, too, right? You would definitely join country club.
Well, I belonged to one before, and I liked it. I liked going over there and, you know, just walking up to the bar and being like, give me that, and I give it to you, and I just get a bill at the end of the month.
Yeah.
I liked that. My kids didn't like it.
But that's what I'm asking. If you're wealthy, would you join these sort of club? Disney would not be my thing. These people went there. I mean, they're grown adults. I get it. Some people love Disney, but 80 times a year?
I just think there's stuff that I would spend my money on that would be different.
Yeah. There's that club in Kansas City, the secret club that like Harry Truman was a member of, and all these people. They got that building downtown. If I was rich, I'd figure out what it costs to go in there, and start talking to these guys and figure out what the hell's going on. But it would be pretty sweet to be a member of one of these things where they've got pictures of former presidents on the wall.
I think I would, buy the best seats.
That's what you do?
At Royals games.
Yeah.
The best seats at Yankee Stadium and go there. Courtside seats for whatever.
Individual experiences. Yeah.
And just have those that, hey, these are what I got.
Yeah.
If I want to sell them, I'm not going to make it. I can sell them.
Yeah.
But who cares? Just give them to friends. I think that would be more sporting events.
That's
where I would be at all the time.
You buy nicer TVs and nicer stereos and all this stuff. Nicer cars.
And, vacation home.
Absolutely. Like
I know, but I would have a vacation home.
Or a couple.
In South Florida or San Diego. Pick one.
Yeah. How about both?
Whichever one I want.
Yeah.
Maybe
you buy one in both places. I said you're very, very wealthy.
Right. That's it.
Individual experiences. It's not until you're wealthy that you find out about these clubs, and it seems like they're asking one another, which one are you a member of? And it almost feels like if you're going to prove your status as a rich person, you have to join one of these clubs. Joining the Disney ones, no offense to Disney, sounds like the lamest ass one. You're paying all that money. You could have been part of one of these elite clubs, but instead you got a Disney season pass. You're eating salmon at Disney.
I want to put my name on something.
Right. That's how you spend your money.
The Nelson Atkins becomes the Laszlo Museum.
Exactly. Now we're talking.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Hi.
Yo. Okay, so you want to hear you want to hear what this guy did? Oh, sorry, I thought that was there. I put it right next to your computer today.
Hey.
Yeah.
Pickle shot.
Sorry. You didn't know that was there, right?
No.
There you go. Hey, Life Simple Pleasures. We were talking about them earlier. Finding a pickle shot sitting next to your laptop. That's one of them. Okay, this is definitely not a simple pleasure. This is a scary, scary tragedy. You guys ever done mushrooms before?
Yeah.
When's the last time you did mushrooms?
Last summer.
Okay. Snow cone, last time you did mushrooms?
Yeah, about a year ago.
Okay.
I took a very little bit.
Yeah, I was microdosing.
And I went to a Royals game with a buddy of mine.
Mm.
And we sat there. I'm like, I don't know, you feel anything? He's like, no, not really. And we watched the whole game, talked a little bit about, oh, that's C.J. Abrams. He was on the cover of that baseball game. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, I didn't know this guy was on that team. And after it was over, I was like, man, that was super enjoyable, man. I had a really nice time at this game. He's like, yeah, me too. Good game. And we got home. And 2 weeks later, we talked about it. We were like, do you remember when we didn't think we were high at all and had the most enjoyable, just mellow time?
That's a good microdosing story. Yeah. So in an alternate reality, I would like to take mushrooms all the time. In an alternate reality, alternate me took mushrooms this weekend. Took mushrooms when I went to the Sphere, of course, to see that Grateful Dead thing. So, I like to take a lot in this fantasy world, In the real world, they're illegal, so I stay away from them. But in this fantasy world, I like to take them a lot. And they even help me socialize with my family.
Sure.
I like to go grocery shopping. I mean, really, there's nothing that they can't make more enjoyable, at least in this fantasy world. I never thought, my fear of any psychedelics was always, am I going to freak out, start seeing things, have a panic attack, and want this to end? And I remember actually Snow Cone telling me years back, he's like, look, mushrooms are not going, it's not the same as acid. Mushrooms are not going to make you start seeing pink unicorns. Well, they can definitely make you see things.
Too many, right?
But I've never really lost touch completely with reality. It's just everything can look like a cartoon.
I've done a lot of psychedelics. I've never seen something that wasn't there.
Exactly.
I've never seen a pink dinosaur
hallucinate.
Show up.
Oh, yeah.
But with acid, you can.
What you see in reality just can start looking different and can kind of be wavy or brighter lights, but
it starts to look like a cartoon.
On acid, I did see the long grass turn into snakes.
My grass turned into little velociraptors, and they started running up the side of the building as I was puking.
Mine turned into snakes. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
And then a buddy of mine was like, hey, you okay? And I'm like, all right, focus on something else, and it was gone. But
I don't like that feeling.
No,
but
me neither.
Mushrooms don't do that to me. But drugs affect everyone differently, right? So they say this is an unprecedented case report. This is not something that hey, this happens every once in a while. Doctors in Austria have documented the first known instance of a psilocybin-induced penile amputation.
What?
After consuming a large quantity of magic mushrooms, a 37-year-old man...
Did he put them through his wiener?
37-year-old man. I told you this might be difficult to listen to. A 37-year-old man, who did also suffer from alcohol abuse, they said, severed his penis with an axe.
Yeah, why?
No.
Because he was high on mushrooms, apparently, and that's what they're saying. This is an unprecedented case report. And now people who are pro-legalizing psilocybin and trying to make it, you know, more mainstream, like marijuana, they're saying, hey, this is not like a risk. This has only happened once. They're freaking out about this because now you got this headline, and what are parents going to think? What's the older generation going to think when they see this headline that a guy took magic mushrooms
and cut off his own wiener
with an axe, right? They'd say, no, we can't legalize that. So the pro-psilocybin people are like, look, this guy, clearly there was other things wrong, but I don't know. I'm reading this medical journal, and they're just saying different drugs affect people different ways. I think that's about the worst thing that could happen if you start to lose your wits. You know, making a fool of yourself sucks
is
the next morning.
Like, why did he, why he cut out? Did he, like, turn into a monster? Or?
Wish we knew. Wish we knew. I don't have any information about why he cut it off. I just know that he used an axe.
Were causing him problems?
To cut it off.
And he didn't say anything.
I do know
like
that.
Like, did he hate his wiener? Did he try it before, I'm saying?
Right. You know? Did he think it was hurting him? I mean, the people who take other drugs, if you take a bunch of meth and stuff like that, the people will start thinking there's bugs on their skin. They peel their own skin off, right? Because they're scratching their face. They think there's actual bugs all over them.
Right.
You hear about stuff like that, but not with mushrooms. And I've definitely never heard of someone doing a penile
Perez
amputation.
Just hit one to the wall.
Great. I've definitely never heard of someone doing a penile amputation. Anyway, here's the good news.
That's not really... An amputation sounds nicer than that.
It does. He chopped
like
it off.
An amputation is like a doctor did it.
That's
and
what
he bandaged
think.
It up, and they're going to try to put on a new one. This is you just chopped off your wiener with an axe.
That's what I'm
that's
thinking.
Not an amputation.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
I mean, it is, I guess, but it's not.
Saying he amputated it does sound too nice.
Yeah, surgical.
Knowing what happened, it's not really an amputation.
Would you ever cut off your own wiener?
Well, I would like to think no, and I'd like to think that if I took a bunch of mushrooms, that's not a risk, that at some point I might go, oh, my God, I need to cut my wiener
off. Would you cut off your own wiener?
No.
But here's
the good news. What about when it was... Had that donut
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you know what? At that point.
No.
I would have been more likely for sure.
There is, of all the drugs you can do, of all the things you can do when you're high or drunk, all the things you can regret the next morning, I don't think anything trumps chopping off your own wiener with an axe. I don't think it gets worse than
well,
that. If you kill yourself, then you're
with
dead.
A razor but, blade.
Okay, a different way of doing it, sure. But let's just say penile amputation in general. I don't think that it gets much worse than that. Oh, my God, Lazo. There's good news. Let's move on because now I'm starting to hurt a little bit. The good news is doctors were able to reattach part, it says.
Oh, what part?
They were able to reattach part of the amputated organ. And that's where you can read about this unique case being detailed in the Medical Journal of Surgery, which is where I found it.
What did they take? Like that? How do you replace part?
Well, it sounds to me like they had it. He probably messed up a lot of it, so it's not like it was a perfect cut. So it's probably shorter
now.
It's probably shorter now.
That's probably why he was mad at it to begin with.
Maybe now he's only going to be angrier, or maybe he was angry. He was too big. You know, I don't know, but I kind of doubt it. Hmm. But
I've never heard of that before by anyone.
There are a lot of doctors.
I've never heard anyone say it's too big.
Well,
have you?
No, I've heard of women saying that. Not to me.
You guys interviewed the guy who had the.
Yeah.
That's too big. He said it was miserable.
He said he hated his life. And we're like, okay, dude. It's like being Jeff Bezos and be like, God, I hate having all this
too much money.
I have to fly around my private jet.
Yeah, but if you look that guy up, I mean, I get it. It looks miserable.
You know what? No one's calling me in other cities asking me to do interviews about my unique life. And I think it could be a lot worse if someone is calling me to do an interview. Then, hey, we want to talk about how huge your wiener is.
Yeah, but you just don't get to have sex.
He can have sex.
He was saying like he never does.
Yeah, we talking about women who try it out. Like,
you just gotta find the right woman.
I can tell. Believe me, I've seen some women on Cam Soda. That thing ain't gonna hurt. Also, you know, they put a baby out of there.
Okay.
Saying is wiener's not as big as a baby.
Okay.
Like think, oh, my wiener could hurt a woman. No, it can't.
Okay.
They have babies come out, 8-pound babies.
Okay.
Well, I know. Why is that? I'm just saying.
I got you. But back to the psilocybin.
A vagina is like that scrunchy thing that women used to put in their hair. Just sure. Does it lose elasticity after a while? Of course.
Okay, Laszlo.
I'm just saying.
You're not a woman. I think you have to be a woman or at least have a woman around to have that kind of discussion.
Well, why?
Because it's degrading a bit.
Why is that degrading?
To talk
about
that.
Women can have babies.
Yeah.
It's more degrading to men. I'm just saying, men, listen, you're not hurting anyone. a baby comes out of there. Don't be like, I'll tell you what, I'm going to get to this. Like, you're not getting to anything.
I will say, Snow Cone, I know, what was that guy's name, Jonah? Is that who you're talking about?
I think that's right.
Yeah. I know that he said he had a difficult time. But there are things that can be done. And I would think that there's enough curiosity surrounding something like that. Because it's not like the second biggest. The guy with the second or third biggest, he's not doing the interviews, right? He may have like a friend group and they say, you got to see Kevin's wiener, right? It's huge. But when you've got the one that's the biggest and you're doing radio shows across the country, there's going to be curiosity seekers.
Of course.
And they're going to find ways to help you out.
Of course.
And if he's depressed about it, I would just say that...
Go make porno.
He's wasting some talent there. No. Yeah, you know, there's nothing sadder in life than wasted talent.
That's
right, Laszlo?
That is
true. And that's what he's doing.
And a vagina that's lost all its elasticity.
Oh, my God. Just turn his mic off.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.